Broncos Country eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Fitting they wake up to it. Listen to Pro Football Talk Live with Mike Florio. Weekday mornings 4 to 7 on Extra Sports 1300.
Welcome back, Drive Time Sports, here on Extra Sports 1300. I say this every week, but it's because it's true every week. We had a ton of votes cast for Athlete of the Week. It really came down to the state champion relay team from Rampart and a wrestler from Cheyenne Mountain. They both got well over 1,000 votes, but in the end, by about 300 votes, I think was the margin, pretty close. Our winners of the Athlete of the Week this week are the state champion 200 medley relay team from Rampart, and you heard from them on Monday, and they wanted to make sure that they would come back in because they had such fun the last time that they have joined us once again in studio. So Katriana and Alana Clark, Lindsay Immel, and then as well Adena Chen is joining us. Adena? Yay, Adena, for joining us today. We didn't have the pleasure of chatting last time around, so glad to have you on.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's start with you, if you want to scoot up onto the mic. Don't worry. Don't be shy. I just want to get your general thoughts on just winning a state title. We got your teammates' thoughts on Monday about how cool it was and everything like that. I know that you guys have had a lot of stuff happen at school this week. So just tell us, life as a state champion, how has it treated you?
I think just first off with the state win, I think it's just kind of representative of how hard we worked this season and how much fun we had. I mean, we just came back on Monday and life was almost normal. We got like congratulations and stuff like that. But I mean, even yesterday when we had the state assembly, like we kept repeating to each other that like it still hasn't like actually hit us that we won state. I think we don't realize like how big of a deal it is. But yeah.
Did they have anything to, I'm sure like a banner isn't ready yet, is it? Or yeah, so you did you guys, were you guys awarded anything yesterday that would kind of help it sink in? I know you guys win like a trophy, obviously, but I mean, anything like that? You're still waiting for that kind of thing, right? To see your guys' name up somewhere in school, right?
Yeah, so they actually made us a really big poster and they hung it up in the gym. And then I think just walking in and like seeing how many people were there and like just getting recognized kind of helped it to sink in a little bit. So.
And did you go into the state championships expecting to? Because the three of them said no, they didn't have any confidence. They didn't think they would win at all. But what? How confident were you going into the relays that weekend?
I mean, our coach, like Coach Dan, told us we had a chance, but I think when we were going, we weren't really focused on winning state. I think we were just focused on having best swims and like having fun as a team and just like focusing on like the team aspect.
And I want to know your mindset. If you could take us back there, you have more and more days separating you from that day where you won state, but take us through as you're getting ready to jump into the pool and to swim your part of the relay. What's going through your head?
It was just like pure adrenaline, and honestly, I was just having so much fun. I always love like the atmosphere of state because all the teams just kind of push each other, and we all like get a walk out, and it's really fun. So I wasn't really that nervous. I just knew that we had to swim fast for the team. So.
Mm-hmm. And I have learned so much about you guys over the last few days, and I know we had talked a little bit about the club team that you guys swim for, and you guys were talking about how you have practice at the OTC, correct? Well, first of all, what's the name of the club team that you guys swim for?
Colorado Springs Swim Team.
Colorado Springs Swim Team, okay. So you it's a conglomeration. You have like, I know, obviously, Pueblo South kids on there. Cheyenne Mountain kids are on that team, right? I mean, that it's basically in southern Colorado. Would you say that that's the predominant swim team? There are probably others, but...
Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys get a... What's the coolest thing that has happened to you guys? And Phil, anybody can jump in on this. Coolest thing that's happened to you guys when you've been swimming at the OTC?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, Nathan Adrian was there once, and Nathan Adrian is my favorite. So I died when I saw him there. So that's my favorite part of being there. I don't know what theirs is.
You know, funny thing is, I had Nathan on my show before, and I almost died when he was on the show, and I was only talking to him on the phone, so I can't imagine. So the big one, the big two, obviously, when you think about swimming in the United States, or three, I guess, you have Katie Ledecky, Missy Franklin, and Michael Phelps. Have any of you encountered any of those three at the OTC?
I mean, not at the OTC, but we have seen Missy Franklin at like club meets, mm-hmm. because she did swim for Stars, which is a Denver team, and so we always saw her. Like I saw her racing when I was 10 at state. And so
that was cool.
Yeah,
very cool. I did want to ask, since we discussed so much about the state championship last time you guys are here, I'd like to get to know the four of you a little bit better, since you're all four here. So I can tell that you guys at least can stand each other by the way that you guys were talking before we went on air.
No.
So okay, first question, do you actually like each other? No. Which one of you is the best individual swimmer, do you think?
I think it depends.
They pointed to Adena. Adena gave a look like, no.
It depends on the event, really.
Okay, so if I were to say that all four of you are racing each other in backstroke, who wins?
Catcher.
Okay. How about the breaststroke? Who wins that? Adena wins that. Okay. How about if all four of you are diving?
Yeah.
You've dove before? Oh, no. But then why so quickly?
I'm broken.
Well, they always, like, I don't know. They just try things, and they, like, always succeed at them.
Always, like, jump from the
block. Yeah, talk.
So, basically what we do, we jump from the blocks into the pool, and we, like, jump up super high, like a diver would. We tuck our knees in, and then we go straight down into the pool head first, and we're like perfectly straight every single time.
That sounds like kind of dangerous, though. Is that?
And also, we have like CSST pool parties at the end of the season, and I try every year. I have tried to do a somersault off the board, and every year I smack.
Okay, so not so much. Definitely not Adena. Okay, that's cool. Joined by members of the state championship Rampart Rams swim team. They are our athletes of the week, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. So we talked about this a little bit, that you guys, you know, you end up your swimming club, and you're going to be doing more swimming. Some of you still have more time, especially you, when it comes to your high school career. Have you guys thought about swimming at the next level at all? Is that process beginning for you guys?
Yeah. In November, we committed to the University of Wyoming to swim D1.
Okay, very cool.
Both of us are going there.
Very cool. And you're sticking with, do they want to put you in different event or anything, or they, what you're swimming at Rampart, they're like, we're good, that's what we want you guys
well,
for.
They have the longer events also,
right?
So like, but we'll see, because they have me down as an IMer, and so that means they're gonna have me swim whatever they put me in.
Right,
I have to swim whatever they put me in, because I can do anything perfectly fine. So I'll probably mainly do the 200 IM and maybe the 400 IM, and then probably the 100 back and 200 back.
Very cool. I know a lot of people from your swim team are heading up there as well, right? I mean, I've seen a few girls that are also going up there, so it seems like a pretty good chunk of Colorado athletes. How is that Wyoming swimming program? Because it seems pretty appealing to swimmers around here.
I think they're really strong, but what drew me in the most was when I went on my recruiting trip, the swim team was really, really welcoming. Mm-hmm. And they just seem like they bond really well with each other, especially the having both a men's and a women's team. They connected really well, and that's what I liked about it, is that they acted like a family to each other, and that's kind of how like high school was for us.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoyed just acting like a family, and like all of us just got along.
Mm-hmm. So for do 4-day weekend, right? This is D20. I know my kids are in elementary school, so they have a 4-day weekend. Do you guys have 4-day weekend?
Yeah.
Sweet. So you got, but as we mentioned, you guys got practice all weekend or what?
There's the senior state meets this weekend, so some of our teammates are going to be there, but they're still holding practice like for Friday, Saturday, and Monday.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate you guys coming by. Thanks. I know that it was required homework for you guys to vote on Athlete of the Week. I'm just kidding. But I have learned, and we've had a ton of Rampart athletes on Athlete of the Week, certainly, and I just found out more and more how much the community really embraces you guys and really every sport that Rampart competes in. So we really appreciate you guys coming back in today. Good to meet you, Adena, for the first time. Thanks for bringing the families as well. That makes it really cool. Thanks so much, and congratulations again on everything. The list is getting longer as the days go by, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. There's members of the state champion Rampart Rams swim team are athletes of the week. If you want to nominate an athlete, you can log on to extrasports1300.com/athlete of the week, and we'll have a new batch of nominees for you on Monday. We'll be back with more Drive Time Sports in just a moment here on Extra Sports 1300.